This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for week 15. It's unbelievable, unbelievable that we're in week 15, but you can still join our CBS Pick'em League, also called the option. Hit up our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, click that link in bio, and join today. It's a tight race, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tight race. First place and second place are 1 point. It is between myself and the lovely Rita Sanchez from Austin AYSO, separated by 1 point. D and Foxy are right behind, 2 points behind. And Zach is still coming on strong. He's going to catch us. He's going to catch us. One big week is all you need. Let's see what you got, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what you got. We're starting off strong. Thursday night. Prime Video. Brock Purdy takes the San Francisco 49ers at 9-4 into Lumen Field for a division matchup against the 7-6 Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm just taking San Francisco just based on their defense.
San Francisco's loaded. Taking San Francisco pretty easily. Saturday night's all right for football. No college football. We got 3 pro games this Saturday. Starting at 1, the 4-8-1 Indianapolis Colts going to Minneapolis to take on the 10-3 Minnesota Vikings.
Taking the Vikings.
Skull. It's a get right game. It has to be, right? Like, will the real Minnesota Vikings please stand up? What was that stat you showed me? They have a point differential of -1?
Yeah.
Like, how is that even possible?
How is this possible?
How are you?
What are they, 11-2?
Yeah, they're 7 games over 500, and they have a point differential -1.
They're 10-3. Yeah. Meanwhile, all the other teams like in first place have like +100, over 100.
And -1. Well, that's Kirk Cousins for you. If I've ever heard a Kirk Cousins statistic, it's that right there. 4:30. Baltimore Ravens go into Cleveland to take on the 5-8 Cleveland Browns.
I've flip-flopped on this a couple of times, but I'm going to go with the Browns.
Who's under center for the Ravens this week?
Hutley.
Oh, he is. I thought he was injured. But that kid Brown, he actually led the team to victory. So, you know, I don't know. Something's going on. But, I'm going to go with the Ravens. Without Lamar Jackson, the running game has stepped up. The defense stepped up. RG3 said that Lamar Jackson spoils the Ravens. I just think that they try and shoehorn him in and get away from what they do best. Sometimes less is more. And your Saturday night's main event, please don't sue me, WWE. The 8-5 Dolphins go into Orchard Park to take on the 10-3 Buffalo Bills.
I just don't see how the Bills lose this game, Bills.
Yeah. Dolphins run game is trash. What more can you say? The Dolphins run game is trash, and they're gonna need the run game to beat the Bills. Bills pretty handily.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at The Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get The Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
Sunday. The 5-8 Atlanta Falcons going to New Orleans to take on the 4-9 New Orleans Saints.
Saints, just because their defense and the Falcons are starting a rookie.
Yeah, the Saints have to win this. If they have any aspirations whatsoever, this is a move they need to make, because they jumped the Falcons and they're still in the conversation. But that division is just god awful. It's like being the least smelly sock in your hamper. Congratulations. The 5-8 Steelers at Carolina Panthers.
Panthers.
Panthers pretty easily, especially if Kenny Pickett's not clear to play.
No, I'm going to take the Steelers. Change my mind. Steelers.
Really? Really? Even if Mitch is under center?
Yeah, I love Mitch.
Okay. You're going to ride with Mitch. Go for it. I'm going to take the Panthers. I think that, you know, Sam is going to do enough, and they're playing for Coach Wilkes. They're playing for him. What more can you say? The 12-1 Philadelphia Eagles go into Soldier Field to take on the 3-10 Chicago Bears.
Eagles.
Pretty easily. What the hell happened to the Chicago Bears? What the hell happened? They fell off a cliff. The 10-3 Kansas City Chiefs go into Houston to take on the 1-11-1 Houston Texans.
Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? You see this craziness with the Texans? They're playing two quarterbacks.
Love it.
Yeah. Long neck and then big ass Driscoll. Good for you. Good for you. Not enough. Nowhere near enough to beat the Chiefs. The 10-3 Cowboys going to Jacksonville to take on the 5-8 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Cowboys!
I'm going back and forth, man. I'm trying. I'm trying to not take the Cowboys. I'm trying to sell myself on the Jaguars. I'm trying really hard. It's not working. It's not working. Fuck it. Why not? What's the worst that could happen? I'm going to take the Jags. Why not? They play hard. They play tough. The Cowboys are due for a stinker. The 6-7 Lions go into MetLife to take on the 7-6 J-E-T-S Jets.
Ah, Jesus. Oh, I'm going to take the Jets.
Interesting. I'm going to take the Lions. That defense plays. That running game is good. Their offense is not the same when it's on the road, but they're going to play to their hits, man. They're going to play to run the football, and they're going to rely on that defense. And with those ribs, I don't think Mike White finishes the game. He's going to meet Aiden Hutchinson, and he's going to get very acquainted with him. So we are going to see. I think we're going to see Zach in the second quarter. I'm going to call it. Zach Wilson's in this game in the second quarter.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week and to the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
We're in the 4 o'clock hour now. The 4-9 Arizona Cardinals, led by Colt McCoy, go into Mile High to take on the 3-10 Denver Broncos.
Believe it or not, I think the Cardinals are going to win.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Denver's just so bad.
It's amazing how bad they are.
They're just so bad. And
Russell Wilson is going to finish the season with fewer touchdowns than Falcons in his home. Like, that statistic is still, I mean, it's a bullshit statistic, but it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. Yeah, I'm going to take the Cardinals, too. I think the Broncos are just hot garbage. Like, even with Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy is good for a couple wins. But how the Broncos have fallen. The 7-6 New England Patriots go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 5-8 Las Vegas Raiders.
Patriots.
The student tries to best the teacher. The teacher smacks him in the face and tells him to sit down. Pretty much how this is going to go. Patriots handling. The 7-6 Titans go into SoFi to take on the 7-6 Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers.
These are two teams you can't trust. He's straight up. Like, when you think the Titans are going to do well, they shit the bed. When you think the Chargers are going to do well, Brandon Staley does something stupid. I'm going to go with the Chargers barely. We're going to see our man Dicker the Kicker, and he's going to do what he needs to do. He's going to handle his business. Dicker the Kicker is going to handle his business. That is it, and then he's off. The 9-4 Cincinnati Bengals go into Raymond James Stadium to take on the 6-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bengals.
There's no reason why the Bengals can't handle this. The Bucs are just god-awful right now. Your Sunday night special. The 7-5-1 New York Football Giants go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 7-5-1 Washington Commanders.
Commies.
I'm going to take the Giants. This is a must win. Wink Martindale needs to figure some shit out, because his defense can't stop a nosebleed right now. Saquon Barkley is running up the middle again. They need to figure out what made this team unique, what made this team good. Swing passes. Get them out in space. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, they'll be able to pull this one off. Your Monday Night Delight, the 4-9 Baker Mayfield-led Rams go into Lambeau to take on the 5-8 Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
Yeah, it's got to be. It absolutely has to be. Like, this, have there been two more disappointing teams? Probably not. And you want to throw the Bucs in there too. But the Bucs have better records than both these guys. So, I'm going to go with the Packers narrowly. It's fantasy playoff time, so nobody's on a bye. Deploy everybody you got.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @FadeRouteDNZ. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.